Notes from the Field. In this series, those involved with the CLC Foreign Mission profile one aspect of our overseas endeavors. This month, Sidha, Nepal. During the last couple of weeks of January 2016, I had the privilege of traveling to Nepal on behalf of the CLC Board of Missions. Much was accomplished while I was there. I spent the first several days traveling through earthquake-affected villages to offer the encouragement of God's saving word and to assess the relief efforts that have been taking place over the past several months. I returned to Kathmandu. I was joined by Pastor Rob Sowers, his wife Kate, and missionary Peter Evenson. I had the privilege of attending and participating in the ordination of five pastors of the Himalayan Church of the Lutheran Confession of Nepal, the HCLCN, a pastoral training seminar, and the dedication of the new Himalayan Bible Institute. It was also a very special privilege to be invited to officiate at the wedding of Raju and Sanju Pitrakote on January 31st. I also traveled to a far-flung region of Nepal where very few Nepalese, let alone Westerners, ever visit. The village of Sitai is located in the Shaktikor district of Nepal, which is west of the capital city of Kathmandu. The trip to this district takes you up and over several of the foothills of the Himalayan mountain range. The road winds along the picturesque and sometimes wild Trisuli River that cuts a deep path through the very steep hills of the remote district. Once you have arrived in Shaktikor, you still are not even close to the village of Sitai. If you have the financial means to rent a four-wheel drive vehicle, you will be able to cut about 3 hours off your journey. At the end of the road, you will find only footpaths that lead you up to the most of the steepest hills you will ever see. The one-hour trek will take you up a series of switchback trails that hug the side of the hill on rugged steps made of rocks and boulders of various sizes. If you can't find or afford to rent a 4x4 ride, then your trip will take more than 4 hours. 3 hours of walking up the gradual incline of rocky roads and trails that don't seem possible to drive, and then the final one-hour hike. On reaching Sitai, you will find the typical rock wall homes and outbuildings scattered among hillsides that have been terraced for farming. The other thing you will find in this particular village is a church building in the most prominent part of the village. How this church building came about is a story of God's grace and love. This is the third time I have made the long journey to visit the Shapang tribal people of Sitai. But this is the first time I have heard the whole story of how the HCLCN came to be involved in this region and how the Lord has blessed this effort. Not long before the Lord brought the CLC and the HCLCN together back in 2007, Pastor J.B. Pitrakote, Raju's father, had learned of opportunities to spread the gospel among these tribal villages and had made several trips to visit the area. What he initially found among the marginalized tribe was a mixture of Hinduism and Buddhism, ancestral worship, and tribal superstitions mixed with a Pentecostal-influenced form of Jesus worship. Apparently, the gospel had come to this very remote region at some point in the past, but thorough training in the word did not follow. The people were left without a solid foundation in the truths of Scripture. Given the low literacy rate in the region, many were unable to study the scriptures on their own. Pastor J.B. recognized an opportunity to proclaim the truth of God's saving word. He identified a few young men who had learned to read as prospects for becoming future leaders and perhaps pastors. In the congregations that were beginning to form under his tutelage, but he also knew that there was much work to be done if these young men were one day to serve as pastors. This opportunity, and others like it, led Pastor J.B. and his son Raju to search the internet for some assistance in training men to be faithful preachers and teachers of the Word of God. They found references to the CLC offering pastoral training in India. This led to their first email to the CLC, which contained a simple request: "Will you please come to Nepal to offer a pastoral training seminar?" The rest is an amazing demonstration of God's grace, mercy, and blessings. For centuries, the village of Siddhi had been used as a place to gather for the many Hindu and Buddhist festivals that take place every year. It was not uncommon in the past for thousands of people to gather for these idolatrous festivals. What is truly amazing is that this flat spot among the hills is now the place where an HCLCN church building stands. No longer is this area used in the worship of false gods. Instead, children of God are worshiping in spirit and in truth. No longer are people gathering there with the false hope of garnering the favor of an idol. Instead, sinners are receiving the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit through the water and the word of holy baptism. No longer are tribal people offering prayers to Jesus alongside the long list of Hindu gods, who they hope will bring them earthly blessing and a better reincarnated life. Instead, they are gathering regularly to confess their sins and rejoice together in the forgiveness of their sins through the perfect life, sacrificial death, and victorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The pastor of the Siddhi congregation is Pastor Bimlal Shapang. This man has faithfully made the long trip by foot and bus to attend pastoral training almost every month for the past 8 years. He has demonstrated a solid understanding of the truths of God's Word and has successfully completed a study of Luther's Small Catechism, along with many other doctrinal studies. Pastor Bimlal graduated from the formal training and was commissioned and ordained as a pastor of the Himalayan Church of the Lutheran Confession of Nepal on January 28, 2016. Praise be to God, who has opened this door of opportunity to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and all that he has revealed to us in his word. Our author is Todd Ullman, pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Manchester, Missouri, and serves as chairman of the CLC Board of Missions.